Welcome to the Connect with County Leaders podcast with your host, Brian Hill, County Executive of Fairfax County, Virginia. Connect with County Leaders gives listeners a chance to hear County Executive Hill discussing the county's priorities, opportunities, and issues with leaders from around the county.
Hello and welcome to Connect with County Leaders. I'm Brian Hill. On this edition of the podcast, it's my pleasure to welcome Kendrick Ashton, co-founder and co-CEO, the St. James Group. Kendrick, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be here with you.
It's been a while since I last saw you. You used to go in the gym and shoot ball with me in the morning, but you were on sabbatical.
Yeah, I had to make some shifts in my calendar to account for some things that were more pressing than shooting with you, which is hard to imagine, but those things do exist.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
right,
unfortunately.
Let's get into this now. All right. So tell us about your background and how you arrived at this successful point in your career and your life.
Well, I'm a native Washingtonian. Mm-hmm. I'm a sixth generation Washingtonian and played every sport you can imagine growing up. I was a lunatic with respect to playing sports. I heard that was the story about you too, Brian, but I won't get into that. At least right now, maybe we could do that later. Play four sports in high school, and they got recruited to play football at William & Mary, and went to law school and business school at the University of Chicago, and went off and had a successful career in finance. And I got to the end of the beginning of my professional life, as I like to say, and took a step back and said, what do I want to do next? Do I want to continue doing what I'm doing now, or do I want to do something else? And the idea that kept coming to the fore as I really tried to exhaustively examine what I wanted to spend my time doing was the St. James. And So maybe call it 10 years ago, set out to build a large, integrated, premium, comprehensive sports wellness and active entertainment platform, which is what we have.
So you said about 10 years ago, so that puts us in the 2016-ish time frame, 2015.
Yeah.
You were a successful financier. You have a law degree. What made you in 2015 or 16, as you said, take a step back, say, this is what I want to do? And I do want to comment on the lunatic later on in the podcast, but what made you step forward into this great facility that we have here in Springfield, Virginia?
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea because I saw the enormous interest and demand that Americans of all stripes have for the kinds of things that we do at St. James. Mm-hmm. And there was a massive, massive gap in the market. I think many counties, including Fairfax County, do a really good job of providing facilities and resources. But in the face of that, still exists a really, really large gap between what families want and need and what counties and cities and states around the country are capable of delivering. And so I thought it was a great idea. I thought I was uniquely positioned to execute on it, given my experiences as an athlete, given my experiences as a financier. I thought I was uniquely positioned to pull all this together. And it turned out that I was right.
Well, you are right. You've been right a lot in the times that you and I have had conversations about sports tourism and what we needed in a DMV. Now, what I'm looking at from you, William & Mary grad, lawyer, University of Chicago, St. James, center of the universe, which is Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put all this together.
Yeah.
So when you think about the St. James, what is the role in the broader community that you think you're going to put forward?
Yeah, it really is, as you alluded to be the center of the universe for every active person in the region. We want to serve your toddler who's being exposed to sport for the first time. And we want to serve the grandparent who wants to remain active, healthy, and engaged as they age in place. And so we really want to comprehensively serve the region and in a lot of instances serve the country because not only do we have programming and offerings for people that live 15, 20, 45 minutes, you know, from the St. James. But we have offerings that serve athletes that play various sports from all across the country. And so we do drive a tremendous amount of sports tourism as well. We've got about 125 what we call tentpole events. And a tentpole event would be an event that serves more than 1,000 athletes. We've got about 125 of those that we drive every year at the St. James. So we're deeply engaged in sports in the region, but we're also a massive draw nationally as well because of the infrastructure that we have.
So, you know, speaking about the massive draw, there was a time where you and I were talking about the Junior NBA coming and having a tournament here in Fairfax County. And we were talking about how we could use Visit Fairfax and the promotions that we have. Because you do, as you know, you asked me about hotel beds. I said, you know, we got the third most hotel rooms in on the East Coast behind New York City in Orlando. So your facility is drawing the national level tournaments and regional exhibitions, but how can we help and be more of a partner for you with that?
Yeah, I think certainly sponsor dollars from the county are enormously useful and valuable in winning mandates to host events. I think the other thing is really being a partner and using the venues that the county controls. I say those are the two big drivers. I think, you know, there can be a more strategic orientation around field and court use, as we think about some of the bigger events that can be hosted in the region. And those are the two major ways that the county can be helpful.
Now we're talking about sports again, William & Mary undergrad, University of Chicago Law. We look at sports as a way out, but we also have to be the student. And in my view, student athletics is the key to success, especially if you play a team sport. So why is staying involved in the educational sector a priority for you as a business leader? I understand why it is for me as a government employee, a government leader. Tell me as a business leader, why is it good for you?
Yeah, communities need great schools. States need great universities. Countries need great universities and schools, of course. And in order to produce great schools, you need great leaders. You need people that are prepared to be engaged, provide resources, provide leadership, provide support. And there were people that came before me that set the example for me in how you serve, you know, broadly speaking. And I think the most impactful way you can support people is through educational institutions. There are many, many other ways, of course, you can support people. And in fact, I think what we do at the St. James is supporting people, of course. But there are fewer things that are more vital to communities than their schools. And so I know that. I got a world-class education in D.C. public schools and in D.C.'s Catholic schools. I got a world-class education at William & Mary, as you mentioned. Our nation's alma mater, where I serve as a board member. And I got a world-class education at the University of Chicago, both the law school and the business school. And so I really understand the transformative power of really, really good schools, of sitting in that library in that Carroll, reading those books hours on end, to support that flourishing and that transfer of knowledge and that preservation of knowledge. Is something that just means a lot to me. So
speaking about all the things you just talked about, transformation, right? Being the leader, being a lunatic, thinking outside of the box, thinking of 12 years ahead of the folks. Why Fairfax County?
Well, if you do any cursory review of the numbers, it's going to send you to Fairfax County. And we did much more than a cursory review. Fairfax County is the largest, most affluent, most dynamic county in the United States of America, full stop. And any data set you ever want to look at is going to tell you that. And so when we were thinking about where to start St. James, we looked at every major market in the country. We looked at every sub-market in every major market in the country. And again and again and again, no matter what regression we ran, right, no matter what correlations we developed, it would send you to Fairfax County. So it's a very special place. The people that have been leading this county for the last 60 years deserve a lot of credit for the vision and the consistency that they've had around, you know, building this place into a community that's enviable around the world.
Well, you know,
that includes you.
Well, I appreciate that. And it started with Mr. Massey, 1952. Mr. Lambert built this building. Mr. Griffin was here 14 years. And, you know, we've had four county executives that have pretty much been here 30 plus of those 60 years. So it's about stability. And, you know, like you said, it is about vision. But, you know, when I look at the St. James and I look at what you've done in the DMV, what's next?
Well, there's still a lot more to do in the DMV. So, in my mind, and I think as we talk about it as a team, we really have only been open 4 years. I mean, we got a chance to be open about a year before COVID hit. And as you said, it was, you say COVID 60 or COVID 80. I can't remember how you positioned it.
105.
It ended up being 105. But yeah, so we had to weather a once in a 100-year pandemic. And so we really got to get our feet under us and get going again in like 2022-ish. And so we're kind of in our fourth year. So there's a lot more to do with the DMV across all the different experiences that we provide. But as I said, we think that every major market in the country needs this kind of solution. Premium, integrated, meaning both control of space and programming, mm-hmm. And comprehensive, meaning 20, 25, 30 sports are offered in conjunction with fitness, in conjunction with wellness, in conjunction with entertainment, in conjunction with education. And so we're working very hard now to go to, you know, other major markets around the country.
Yeah, but you have started a new foray with a student athlete, and I want to come back a bit at it a little bit. You had a really successful season in football.
Yeah.
Coach Overton, I believe you guys in the year 10-1, 11-1.
Yeah.
You guys were beating the brakes off of a lot of teams. You had a really good last game, that school up in Baltimore. Established school,
yeah.
But that's going to be the precipice of what you're going to build against. Your women's team is in the top 10 in the DMV and nationally. And then you have the boys team that is starting to come up. And then you have this indoor facility where you can get a NFL kicker who can't punt and hit the top of the roof,
yeah.
Which is phenomenal. What else are you going to do in that place?
So we do have a very special academy, which we launched, which you just talked about. We are in the very early stages of the academy experience. We have 10 sports that we're offering. We're going to grow that to nearly 20 sports. In addition to, football and boys and girls basketball, which you mentioned, we also have an incredible wrestling program, boys and girls. We have an incredible track and field program. Both of them are national level programs. We've got hockey, we've got volleyball, we've got soccer, boys and girls. We've got baseball, we've got squash, we've got dance and cheerleading. And that's just in our second year. We'll continue to grow the offerings and we'll continue to grow the enrollment. But the other things that we'll be doing, we'll be hosting all kinds of transformative experiences like our HBCU College Fair. We'll do more entertainment experiences, music concerts, and other kinds of festivals. We'll be hosting more high-level professional sports events like the PLL. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about some of those because we'll want the county's support around some of that.
That's the Professional Lacrosse League, correct?
The PLL is the Premier Lacrosse League. Okay. Premier Lacrosse League. Not only professional, but also premier. Founded by the Rabels, Mike and Paul Rabel.
Okay.
More of all of that to come. And we look forward to the entire region having an opportunity to experience it.
Well, like I said, I frequent your facility often. We got to know each other during COVID. We had a lot of conversations because nobody was around us. And
that's right.
I remember you saying to me, you got to put a mask on to shoot. I said, well, why don't you shoot on that rim, on that side? I'll shoot over here. And then we got into this routine. And it was not only a routine just to get us to get our conditioning together, but it was also a routine to understand the issues that we were facing in the DMV as well as the country.
Indeed.
In making that statement, I'm going to ask you this final question. In the context of Black History Month, how do you hope your experience as co-founder of a premier national brand serves as a blueprint for other aspiring entrepreneurs, because you are just not a businessman. You're a local leader, a thought partner. Talk about Black History Month and how that brand is being brought forward in the St. James.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Brian. It means a lot to me. I had the great fortune of growing up in Washington, D.C. in the 1980s. And I would take the bus from my neighborhood in Southeast Washington, D.C. to my junior high school in Southwest. And I rode by the Supreme Court on the way to junior high school every day. And I got to look out the bus and look at the Supreme Court. And Thurgood Marshall was actually sitting in the building.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how powerful of an experience that was to be a young kid growing up in Washington, D.C., with Marion Barry as the mayor, Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court, Eleanor Holmes Norton, Vernon Jordan, Ron Brown. Yeah, I could go on and on.
Right.
And you really had to put your head in the sand to not know that those people were there and that their example was available for you to develop your view of how you're going to build your life. And so I very, very much hope that the things that I've done are sufficiently visible to young people any and everywhere, that they can be inspired to know that whatever they put their minds to, they can achieve it. That there is nothing, unlike my grandfather and your grandfather, who had very clear and painful barriers preventing them from maximizing their potential, there today is nothing that can stop you from achieving what you want to achieve. And I hope my life is an example of that.
It is. And I appreciate you, Kendrick Ashton, CEO extraordinaire at the St. James. Thank you for coming on our podcast today. And I hope people listen to your words and take them for what they are and move them forward. Thank you again, my brother.
Thank you, Brian.
This has been the Connect with County Leaders podcast with Fairfax County Executive Brian Hill. To listen to other great Fairfax County podcasts, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And for additional audio content, tune in to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. For more Fairfax County news and event information, visit News Center online at fairfaxcounty.gov/news. The Connect with County Leaders podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.